大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
那年底了嘛，就是各大这个音乐 App 都会出一些榜单，一些总结，让我们自己看一下今年我们听的最多的是哪些歌，然后我们是不是在凌晨三点最喜欢听歌，对不对？
That's right. So we're talking all about apps, and that means talking all about streaming.
对，其实我们 It's been a while since we've done a show about music.、
Mm-hmm.
You're the music guy.
I'm the music guy, but I don't really stream a lot of music.
对，因为你自己会弹，自己会唱啊，你靠自己就可以了。But for the rest of us who are not as talented,、还好有这些 apps 啊，网易云音乐、QQ 音乐。然后我们今天主要想说的是，可能欧美用户最多的一个叫 Spotify。
Spotify。
对，因为最近它推出了它的2020年度音乐总结，然后在北美的社交网站上面就好多人分享自己的那个个性化总结报告。
Yeah, well, Spotify has a bajillion users, right? Yeah. So they definitely have the scale to reach everybody with their 2020 rap.
我觉得这个词很有意思啊， 2020 rap. 这个 rap 不是那个说唱。不是那个说唱的 rap, 这个 rap 的拼法是
W-R-A-P.
但是念还是 rap.
It's the same, yeah.
Same、
rap.
pronunciation. 那这个 rap 是什么意思呢？
This rap basically means to finish something. Like we always say, wrap up a meeting, wrap up a conversation.
是。所以这里 Spotify 说 2020 rap 就是看看这一年你都听了什么样的音乐，哪些音乐，哪些艺人最受欢迎。
Right, we're finishing the year by looking back on the year.
Rap 这个词在英语里面意思好多哦。
Mm-hmm.
就是你乍一看那个意思好像离得十万八千里，比如一个很好吃的东西，一个卷儿，什么肯德基鸡肉卷、墨西哥卷，那个也叫 wrap.
That's a wrap, yeah.
或者包礼物，现在圣诞节嘛，我们要 wrap presents.
That's right.
好 ，wrap 这个词已经说了很多了。Let's look at the actual wrap.
Okay, I'm hungry. I'm dying to eat a wrap over here. You mean that wrap?
Yeah, that wrap. Which is really like a list.
Yes,、
right?
yeah, that's right, that's right. So of course.These apps are getting smarter and smarter every day. They really know how to use our data to personalize things like, for example, what songs they present to us.
对对，就是它会就有一个算法 algorithm、
right.
然后给我们推荐 and、
right.
also just help us discover music thatWe probably wouldn't have discovered on our own.
That's right, that's right. So there's a lot of personalizing or personalization happening here.
对，就是都是很个性化、很定制化的推荐啊。好，那 in any case, 就 Spotify 这次的年度总结，当然每个用户they get their personal rap.But Spotify also came out with their official list.
Right, right.
就是它集合了那么多大家的数据，然后它有这些，它要 highlight 一下。比如说年度最受欢迎、被最多人收听的歌手。
Okay, so the most streamed artist.
The most streamed artist. 这里没有出现listen to 这个词。
You know, this is just a word they chose, right? They could have said...any number of words. But
但我觉得因为它是一个 streaming service 嘛、所以它就会用 stream 这个词。
Okay, okay. Hold that thought for one second. Let's first mention who this artist is.
This artist is Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
可能对很多朋友有些陌生啊，说怎么这个名字从来没有听过。Because he kind of really blew up this year. 他好像今年出了 3 albums.
Wow.
三张专辑。
Right, right. But just getting back to that idea of the most streamed, why do they use the most streamed? Well, let's take a look at another category, the most played song.
Okay, 刚刚那个是 most streamed artist, 被最多人听的歌手，然后这个是 被播放最多的一首歌。
Right, right. So this song is called Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. But back to the point, what's the difference between stream and play? Don't worry about it.
没错，因为这里核心概念就是你听的最多的了。
Right, exactly.
The end result is people are listening
right,
to,
right,
to
right.
these.
Play, and they've been using the word play for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years、mm. With all different types of media. So that word is not going away.
Okay. 诶，但这儿我们可以看看这个结构啊。Most streamed,、mm. most played.
Right.
当我们想要说你是最怎么样的时候、
right.
对吧把 most 放在前面然后后面我们要把动词就变成一个被动、或者它就有点像形容词
You can think about it as a verb You can think about it as an adjective、
嗯、
I wouldn't worry about it too much、
嗯、好那其实除了听这些新的音乐啊新的音乐人以外老的歌是永远都会很受欢迎、
right.
对不对这些怀旧的金曲啊、
mm, That's right So Spotify has a special word for this The decade we threw back to the most
这好长一句啊、我先想说就是 decade 是十年对不对、mm-hmm. 它这里讲的就是比如是60年代的音乐最受欢迎还是什么70、80年代的 They're、
right.
referring to this 那这就是他们集合了用户的数据 data 就是说1980年就80年代的音乐是最受欢迎的一个怀旧的年代、
mm. Right, right
那怀旧是我真的想 focus on 的一个 keyword、
okay.
怀旧如果查词典的话是什么 nostalgia、mm-hmm. nostalgic, right But here they use the phrase
Throwback or throwback
Throwback、
mm.
Throwback, throw 是丢一个东西、mm-hmm. 但你不是往前扔你是 back,
back.
往后面 right?
That's right, that's right So generally speaking, we can use throwback as a noun This is a throwback to something、
mm.
To a different time
对、我记得就是有一阵在推特上面 Twitter 上比较火的是什么 Throwback Thursday 之类的
yes, yeah,
这是一个 hashtag
yeah, yeah, yeah.
然后很多明星、yeah. 而一般的用户就会发他自己小时候啊什么的照片
Yeah, TBT and then you or hashtag TBT and then you attach a picture when you were really ugly as a child
Right, right Okay, so we can call that concept throwback
That's a throwback, right
That's a throwback 好那除了听音乐其实在、这些 streaming service上面播客现在也很受欢迎嘛
Right, so、嗯、there's always going to be a top podcast,
podcast.
category.
哎 ,podcast 就是播客 We are a podcast.
We sure are.
对
I thought we were an FM.
哦、oh, 对 ,FM 这个词是中国很多的音乐 app 里面会用来形容播客的、mm. 就是什么个人 FM 啊或者比如开言英语的 app 里面把我们节目也叫成开言 FM.
Right, yeah.
首先、如果你跟一个 native speaker 跟一个美国人说 Do you listen to any FM? 他们可能以为你在讲电台 radio
Radio, yeah Yeah, we would be confused It's like MV Nobody really says MV for music video or APP I think we can understand it But it's just not very natural
对因为最广泛的用法还是 podcast、
right.
If you're talking about这样的东西、
right.
这样形态的东西 It's a podcast
It's a podcast、
right? 好看完 podcast 以后呢接下来的这件事情真的是这些被音乐 apps 带起的就整个这个歌单的概念、
mm, Okay so now the keyword is playlist
Oh so we don't call it a song list
We have decided that playlist is better
对所以大家打开 Spotify 啊或者 Apple Music、mm. 它里面都是 playlist
Right, right, right. Let's just say that a playlist is a song list、mm. But a song list could be on a sheet of paper You could write down a list of songs That's a song list It's、right. not a playlist
对 playlist 就是你要播你要放它、mm,
right.
对不对 You need to play these
You need to play it Hey Jenny, look at my song list
哎，其实我自己听音乐的时候，我就很懒。比如用 Spotify，、mm. 我就会去点它上面它推荐的 Spotify 弄的 playlist， 或者别的用户分享的 playlist。
Right. Well, that's part of the appeal, right? Is that there are a lot of people with really good taste,
exactly,、
who have already curated these lists for you. So why waste your time?
嗯，对，而且就是它就根据场景分嘛，比如说。 什么让你的心情好一点啊、mm. 像 Spotify 上我很喜欢它一个 mood booster playlist
right, yeah.
boost your mood
boost your mood、
或者健身的时候什么 workout or exercise mm-hmm, playlist
mm-hmm,、yeah. mm-hmm, go go go
that's not my workout playlist 、还有一个我想问你就很受欢迎的一类是睡前、mm-hmm. 就是听了以后 opposite 听了以后让你更容易入睡的深夜睡前、
right.
这个英语要怎么说、
probably just bedtime the most common adjective for any of that sort of thing whether it's music or some kind of activity、mm. or preparation you make before bed it's just bedtime、
所以 adults 成人也会、
yeah, of course、
对因为小朋友我是很熟悉、mm. 睡前讲故事 bedtime story
bedtime story
其实还有一类这个 playlist 很受欢迎就是 easy listening
oh yeah
这个 easy listening比如我睡前我有的时候就会听 easy listening because、mm. the whole point is it's not
right.
it's easy、mm. 所以 easy listening 它其实可以是各种类型的音乐可以是爵士或者可以是有歌词的或者可以是 even classical music、right?
yeah so I mean not to go too far back off topic here but easy listeningis or has been for years a category on FM radio、
mm.
and it's usually something that we call dad rock and yeah I mean it could be kind of jazzy it could be but it's usually like throwing back to the 80s、
mm.
and it's a certain kind of like soft rock
对对对比较 soft、mm. exactly the last thing I want to talk about、with regards to playlist 是一个动词、mm-hmm. and we use that a lot when we talk about you know making a playlist
yesWell, I did say this word before, but we probably should spend a little bit more time on it. Curate.
Curate.、
Mm-hmm.
C-U-R-A-T-E.
Right.、Mm-hmm.
这个词就是 make 是做的意思吗、
It's more like arrange, design.、
比如我们对比一下跟它长得有点像那个词 create.、Mm-hmm. 这个是 curate.区别是 create 是比如歌手他要写歌然后去唱、
right.
然后制作出来 but as a listener 我们把别人创作出来的这些东西自己搞到一个什么 playlist 里面、mm. 是吧
well think about it like a museum somebody who controls a museum or who manages a museum did not createanything in that museum
mm, mm.
but they need to arrange it to attract people so they're called curators
对我觉得这词很有意思就以前最常用到的就是博物馆啊、mm. 或者什么美术展览馆的这些策划策展人、
right.
但现在 everyone is a curator、
right.
on music apps、
sure.
you curate your、personal playlist
absolutely、
right?不过除了这种 personalized list 以外啊大家还是会去看比如 billboard 或者什么 top 50这种大的榜单
Right, exactly It's always good to know that that song is climbing the charts
啊、所以这个时候排行榜我们就也不用 list 我们要用
chart
chart 这个词、mm-hmm. 啊、反正这种 charts 很多它就会写什么 top 多少
top whatever yeah top 40 is usually the cutoff but if I had a song that was charting and it was number 42 I would probably say you know top 100
OK 然后你也可以说一首歌是什么 number one on the chart
right,
right?、好今天节目说了很多还有什么想要补充的吗、
Well, we kind of danced around this word a few times without really saying it directly, and that's genre.
Oh, genre.
Genre.
对就这词很难说啊。
It's not easy, guys.
它的拼写是 G-E-N-R-E.、
Mm-hmm.
但是它的发音有点奇怪的原因是它最先是一个法语词。
Right, right. So if you say genre,、that's fine, but it kind of sounds like a name. Like, hi, I'm genre.
但这个法语词在英语里面已经是非常非常常用了。
Oh, yeah.
For a long, long time.
Right.
它的意思就是 different kinds, different types.
Yes,、
right?
yes.、but we should be clear, like, we're not talking about different kinds within one group.So, for example, before, you know, Jenny mentioned jazz, I mentioned rock. There are a million different types of jazz, but let's keep genre just for rock, pop, jazz.
所以在音乐的范畴 当我们用到 genre 这个词，就是讲的大的音乐的类别，比如说摇滚乐啊、爵士乐啊、流行乐、
right.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。我们录节目的时候，网易云音乐还没有出他们的2020 rap，不知道节目发的时候会不会出。And we're curious to know what song did you listen to the most this year?What is your most streamed song or artist of 2020?
What are your playlists like? Do they boost your mood? Do they put you to sleep? Is it us?
Oh, maybe. We hope so. 好，我们今天的节目就到这里，下次再见。
All right, bye, guys.